Welcome back to our leadership journey. We are again here and now to learn and to learn together how to lead there and then. Let's continue our leadership experience big tour. This is the chapter number 2 and it deals about traits, behaviors and relationships. The learning objectives of this chapter are outline some personal traits and characteristics that are associated with effective leaders, identify your own traits that you can transform into strengths and bring to a leadership role, distinguish among various roles leaders play in organizations, including operations, collaborative and advisory roles, and where your strengths might be best fit. Recognize autocratic versus democratic leadership behavior and the impact of each. Know the distinction between people-oriented and task-oriented leadership behavior and when each should be used. Furthermore, understand how the theory of individualized leadership has broadened the understanding of leaderships between leaders and followers, and describe some key characteristics of entrepreneurial leaders. As we had already explored in chapter number 1, there are many theories according to the traits and great men theories. The traits are mainly this intelligence, honesty, self-confidence, and appearance. These traits distinguish personal characteristic of a leader. Great men approach sought to identify the inherited traits leaders possessed that distinguished them from people who were not leaders. And according to some theories, these great men are born. But, there is a but, we will explore how to learn to be a leader. Okay? Personal characteristics of the leaders are many, as you can see. There are the personal characteristics like passion, energy, intelligence and ability, like the intelligence and the cognitive ability, which is very different from the emotional ability, this emotional intelligence, which is a human ability we will explore in some new chapters later on. Then personality, which is identified each one of us. Social characteristics, this is a very important point. We will go deep in this in future chapters too. And social skills, I will say. Work-related characteristics and social background. Personal characteristics of the leaders. Here you have all the characteristics in detail that you will go through them carefully, so optimism, self-confidence, honesty, integrity, and drive. Pay attention that you can learn all these characteristics. It is not said that we have to be born like this. Okay? So, what are the strengths? Natural talent or ability that has been supported and reinforced with learned knowledge and skills. Acts as the central points of focus in life, enable leadership to be based on energy, enthusiasm, effectiveness, okay, operational role, our vertically oriented leadership role, executive as direct role over people and resources, and the position power to accomplish results. Leaders deliver results, are assertive, analytical, and knowledgeable. Revited on changing knowledge to vision, of course. Collaborative. How can be collaborative? Horizontal leadership role. Leader works behind the scenes and uses personal power to influence others and get things done. So proactive, flexible. He or she has to manage ambiguity and uncertainty, which are the main characteristics of the 21st century. And he or she has to behave in an advisory role, provides advice, guidance, and support, so being also a coach, a mentor, a guide, and above all responsible for developing broad organizational capabilities rather than accomplishing specific business results. Leaders are usually people skills. They have ability to influence others. I would say disability comes from the inside, after having experienced a deep individual path. This will be also a topic we will explore together. Reaching high levels of honesty and integrity. Okay, and this, you have this very nice exhibit in which you have all the characteristics according to the different roles that a leader has to have and to learn to have. Behavior approaches. Two different behavior approaches. These two approaches, autocratic and democratic, are the basic fundamental of the six different styles of leadership we will study, thanks to a researcher and a psychologist who is Goleman, Daniel Goleman, and his six styles of leadership. They came out from these two big pillars about behavior approaches. So leaders at the beginning were divided in two big portions. Autocratic, like centralizes authority, means centralizes authority and derives power from position, control of rewards and coercion. Democratic, delegates authority, encourages participation, relies on subordinates for completion of task, and depends on subordinate respect for influence. Effective if subordinates possess decision-making skills, effective when the skill difference between the leader and subordinates is high. And we will see what will happen being autocratic or a democratic leader. We will enjoy in future. And this, there is this exhibit showing you this leadership continuum between the boss-centered leadership on one side and subordinate-centered leadership on the other side. And you can go through it, okay, understanding the differences and the shades in using the of authority by manager and the idea of freedom of subordinates. The behaviors theories are mainly divided in two different group of studies. This is the first one, Ohio State Studies. These researchers developed and administered the leader behavior description questionnaire to employees, resulting in consideration and initiating structure. Remember these Ohio State Studies in the behave to lead main category of leadership theories. The second one is the University of Michigan studies, and this group, these theories, this research is employee-centered leadership behavior that displays a focus on the human needs of subordinates, and job-centered leadership behavior in which leaders direct activities toward efficiency, cost-cutting, and scheduling, dimensions, goal emphasis, and work facilitation. So two different studies. I go back for a while, Ohio State Studies and University of Michigan Studies. Two different researches, one big approach, behave to lead. Now, the leadership grid belongs, these two, to this group of behavior, behave to lead leadership theories. This grid describes major leadership styles based on measuring both concern for people and concern for production. Two-dimensional models proposed by the University of Texas. And this is very nice. So we have the concern for results, okay, and the concern for people. In the middle of the road management, in point 5.5, you find the middle path, the right path. So adequate organization performance is possible through balancing the necessity to get out work with maintaining morale of people at a satisfactory level. This is the middle solution, okay? What we can find in other are unbalanced solution. For example, impoverished management, exertion of minimum effort to get required work done is appropriate to sustain organizational membership, or the country club management, for example, when the concern for the people is very high, but the concern for results is very low. So what we have, thoughtful attention to the needs of people for satisfying relationship leads to a comfortable, friendly organization atmosphere and work tempo. But this kind of solution forgets completely the result. So there is this unbalance. On the other side, 9.1, authority compliance management is the most efficient in which we can find efficiency in operations results for arranging conditions of work in such a way the human elements interfere to a minimum degree. But this is results-oriented without taking care of people. So these are the two main opposites. So, okay, we can study this grid and we can take this grid as tool according to our action, for example, as manager and or leader manager. Teams of leader behavior leader examples, for example, people-oriented behaviors and task-oriented behaviors. So you have very nicely here described the research studies, Ohio State University, University of Michigan and University of Texas, and the dedicated leadership style. So the consideration and at the initiating structure, the employee-centered and job-centered, concern for people and concern for production. These are the pillars of this leadership style. Individualized leadership is a notion that a leader develops a unique relationship with each group member, determining leader's behavior toward the member, member's response to the leader, and creating this kind of vertical dyad linkage, leader-member exchange, and partnership building. These are the three, let's say, stages of development of individualized leadership. What we will see, it is, this. You can go through it. This is very important. Leader-member exchange, LMX theory. This is very important because this we will need when we will explore also the transformational and the transactional leadership and also these new theories and approaches in leadership like authentic leadership or servant leadership. So this leader-member exchange will be the base on which to work for those kind of leadership theories too. Let's see, together. It explores how leader-member relationships develop over time and how the quality of exchange relationships affects outcomes. Higher quality relationship will lead to higher performance. Okay. Much more followers or your employees are happy and they feel good and their prosperity is safe, we lead with higher performance because people are happy and comfortable and they feel secure. This is the core essence of this sentence. Leading to greater job satisfaction for in-group members. Okay? Then you can go through this partnership building. This is the third step. And now let's explore together entrepreneurial traits and behaviors. Entrepreneurship is, of course, a leadership process. Initiating a business venture, organizing the necessary resources, and assuming the associated risks and rewards need to be strongly driven, enthusiastic, and driven by a vision. Okay, so leaders in this perspective of entrepreneurship are persistent, independent, action-oriented, drawn to new opportunities, innovative, creative, highly self-motivated. And we will see how to cultivate all these features with two big ingredients and components, which will be emotional intelligence and mindfulness. But see you soon in the chapter 3. Thank you.